All right, well, the sun's burning bright, so it's that time again for another episode of... Yeah, it's that bad.
After dark. Welcome again. Welcome back to our weekly, monthly, yearly diurnal podcast. Diurnal, twice a day.
To our diurnal podcast. We do it twice a day, once at 12 and again at 6 p.m. as the sun's about to set, so we have to hurry up and get it done quick.
Welcome back to our bonus After Dark podcast. This is episode 3, I guess.
Doing that?
I don't know. We have to keep track of it somehow, right?
Do we? That's so many numbers all over the place.
What's the naming convention for these? After Dark 3 or After Dark Stupid Subtitle?
Yeah, I think we should go Stupid Subtitle. We should go Twilight on this, right?
Okay.
I think that we should use computer language, hexadecimal. So A through F, episode A1.
This is After Dark, episode hashtag A-E-F-F-A.
What is happening right now?
What color is that?
episode A-E-F-F-0-1-3.
All right.
It's a light blue.
So you want to go the Twilight route?
Yeah, let's come up with its own special name.
The After Dark Saga. Twilight.
50 Shades of Dark.
Oh. Okay, I guess we'll have to come up with some stupid subtitle for these.
Yeah, for now it's 3, I guess. We'll work on that.
Episode C.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so if you're listening to this, hopefully you purchased this online, I hope.
Hopefully. You wouldn't steal a car, would you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't steal a human organ.
You would steal a podcast.
But I mean, if I were you, I'd absolutely steal this podcast. But I don't condone stealing this podcast.
You're taking money out of my pocket. You're taking the food out of my mouth.
But you're literally taking a delicious cheeseburger out of Joel's hands right now as he's about to take a big bite out of it.
Yeah, I'm eating a hamburger. It's like you're
taking a beefcake away from Joel right now. How dare you?
Okay, anyway, so welcome back to Yes, That Bad After Dark. This is the podcast where we talk about whatever we want. Any flight to fancy, any whim that delights and tickles our souls. And if I recall correctly, the last time we got together, as the sun was high in the sky, after dark, we were talking about Kevin's bachelor party, which took place at Six Flags. Great adventure. We had a blast, we had a ball, but now it's time to move on to more weighty matters, the wedding itself.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, how many knots were tied at this wedding ceremony?
No knots were tied.
How many dresses were worn by the bridesmaid?
27?
No, just one.
How many candles were on your wedding cake?
How many maid of honors? And I'm talking Patrick Dempsey's here.
There were 3 Patrick Dempsey's.
Well, this wedding, there was a lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of highs, a lot of lows. I was in the bridal party.
Best man?
I was the best man in the wedding. We had to go to Kevin's apartment to get ready. We all got nude.
Mm-hmm. We all changed together.
Together, sweaty.
We took pictures.
Yeah, Greco-Roman dress rehearsals.
Joel, I actually heard that you were just sitting on the end of the bed while everybody else was getting dressed and hurrying up, and you were just like, whatever. I'm the best man. I don't have to get dressed.
Yeah,
That's pretty accurate.
I was like a sultan or a Roman emperor, if you prefer.
Kevin, I heard that Joel just laid there and didn't move, and everybody had to dress him. How true is that?
It's about 90% true.
Yeah, very apropos.
Yeah, Joel was taking a sweet time to get ready. He's like, I'm going to be the last person to get ready.
This is my day, quite frankly. It's my big day.
How dare you, Kevin?
How dare you?
Especially at one point, Joel's like, all right, I'll go get ready. He goes to the bedroom. I go in there like 10 minutes later, and he's laying on my bed, still wearing his clothes he came to my apartment in, just chilling out, relaxing, like a sultan.
That's what makes him the best man, because he is the best man.
Sorry, Kevin, I had bigger fish to fry that day. Whatever the hell I was doing.
Just laying there BSing with the other guys in the room.
Yeah. Martin, you went separate. Or, you know, you were your own little splinter cell that day.
Yeah, yeah. I was with my de facto girlfriend.
What is it? You had like 20 at the time? And she just happened to be the most prominent?
She was the most prominent at the time. I had a lot of different...
Well, how was your dress rehearsal getting ready to go?
Dress rehearsal?
What is it rehearsing?
What does that mean? What was I rehearsing?
Getting ready.
I spent
this life.
The day before, you got dressed in everything he was going to wear to make sure he looked good.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't get dressed in preparation for Kevin's wedding.
Tried on 15 outfits.
I put one of my many suits on.
Whoa.
You were looking avant-garde that night.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cutting edge.
Do you think I was wearing next year's fashions today?
No, you're wearing 10 years down the line. You're that far ahead.
Yeah. In fact, weird angles. Like I had big giant shoulder blades.
You were like, what the hell is this idiot wearing? But Kevin's children are going to look back at the pictures from the album. They're going to be like, is this a time traveler? He's wearing styles from today.
The highlight for me at that wedding, at the actual ceremony, was the church itself. They don't make churches like that anymore.
It was grand. It was ornate. It was, I dare say, opulent.
Listen, the Catholic Church, they don't...
I heard they had a couple dollars.
They have
a few bucks.
They have a few shekels. And listen, not an expense was spared when they were constructing this monolithic
palace
fit for a king, or maybe the king of kings.
Yeah, well, there was a trying out period for churches. We went to several churches because we moved back here.
Right.
And we weren't going to church anywhere here because we had just moved. So we went to several places to find this place.
You had tryouts.
Yeah, exactly.
The priests, they had
audition. It was kind of like speed. It was like church speed dating.
Yeah.
So yeah, we found this place and knew immediately.
This one had the best taste in communion.
Yes, exactly. The place is amazing, right?
Yeah, it was a very nice church. And Kevin did the sensible thing and he sprung for a trumpeteer.
You know it.
And it added a touch of class.
It added more than a touch of class.
It was regal.
That it really was.
Oh.
I thought that there was a king in the church.
Yeah, it definitely added something. I was really glad.
You forked over the cash.
Yeah, exactly. And it was some cash I had to fork over for that, but
you weren't too pumped about the photographer though, eh?
He was alright. He was alright.
Oh, listen to this.
He's alright.
Drop the ball.
He was a man on a mission from what I saw.
He was, man. He was efficient for sure.
You here. Get over here. Do this. Do that.
If the Claw King from Batman had a photographer, this would be it.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what it was. It was very efficient and cookie cutter-esque, I would say. Ooh. Like, he knew exactly what he all wanted us to do.
Yes.
He knew exactly
what works.
Pose. I guess so. I mean, he's the professional, but...
But did you get professional results? That's the question.
I can almost guarantee that you sound as if you want a more improv, indie movie style, mumblecore. You
know, yeah, I want a mumblecore budget, director.
Yeah, low budget shots that are blurry, like Instagram pics of us like blinking and like casually dressed up. I doubt your wife would have approved of such sloppy
look,
shots.
At the end of the day, we got 48 pictures for the wedding album. That's all that was necessary.
Did you want him to hand out cans of PBR and a bunch of kazoos and ask you to start playing an impromptu tune with your
ukulele?
Not
enough mustaches at this wedding for that though.
What? Yeah, true.
I don't think there were any mustaches.
Not a one. I didn't see a single one.
There was a hipster-esque moment though when he handed out giant bubble making devices and bubble guns.
That was all my doing.
Yeah?
That was
really?
I brought the bubble guns.
No rice?
Friend. No.
It does come to the birds, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're not supposed to do that anymore. So what they have now is these little itty bitty things you're supposed to give out.
Would you say rinky dink?
Itty bitty titty.
Absolutely rinky dink.
Is it for the itty bitty titty committee?
You're crossing the line.
Listen, it's after dark. I feel like I can say stuff like that.
So yeah, I mean, I think most people have experienced this. It's those little bubble blowers that they hand out at weddings.
Rinky dink.
And you blow in them
real
and like nothing comes out. So it's like, you know what? We're going to do this. We're going to do it right. I got some bubble wands.
You did.
Those worked amazing.
I got some bubble guns, some automated bubble guns.
That was sweet.
Those bubble guns were sweet. Mr. Dink from Doug would have had one of those at his wedding.
Wow.
He would have.
That's a deep cut.
It's true though. Listen.
It's true.
That's a slow burn of a reference. I'm mulling it over right now.
It hurts though. It hurts when somebody drops some serious truth on you.
Yeah.
It's true. We had a lot of bubbles.
The Bubble Buster brothers were there shooting them.
Yes.
No one will get that.
But there was a bit of a screw up in the wedding, right? Your wife's
relatives? It didn't go off without a hitch.
What happened, Kevin? What's going on?
Well, someone that was supposed to do a reading...
Ooh.
Got lost on the way to the church from a hotel that was maybe 2 miles away?
Listen, it's not like the town was set up in a grid.
No.
Wait a minute.
Actually,
Martin.
That caused a little problem. So.
Kevin, would you call that buffoonery?
A little bit. So luckily, my uncle, he stepped up. He's a man.
Oh.
So wait, appropriately. Wait.
Given the situation.
Are you saying that a member of your immediate family acted like a gentleman
and a scholar,
whereas a member from your significant other's family
dropped the ball
and
when it really mattered?
It was...
Listen.
I'm not going to overstate anything. It was a fatal mistake.
Really?
People died that day.
So yeah, my uncle, he did two readings. He doubled up. He was unprepared. He never read this one before.
It's double dipping.
I didn't even notice.
He handled himself.
As a guest of the wedding, I knew none the wiser.
Luckily, the priest, he saved the other person's behind.
Yeah, got him out of the fire.
Because he called the person who was late up, and she got to do another part of the ceremony, which calmed the seas a bit.
Ah, I see.
Extending the olive branch.
Well, this really upset your wife. Did you care at all?
No, I mean, look, it's never going to go perfectly, right? That day, something's going to go wrong. If that's what goes wrong, so be it.
Yeah?
That's fine. I can live with that.
Well, that wasn't the only thing that went wrong that day.
From my perspective, it was.
Oh, but Martin, did you see me up there in front of the church? I was moving. I was grooving.
Joel, you look great up there. I didn't see Kevin or his beautiful bride.
Because only his beautiful best man.
Listen, you were shining so bright up there, it was blinding. I couldn't see anybody else. You were like the sun.
Blinding beefcake best man.
Oh, whoa.
Listen,
when a star shines this bright, you know, it's very easily eclipses a dimmer light. Like Kevin over there. Even the priest is like, are you sure that's not the...
Listen,
the groom.
It was unbelievable because the light was shining brighter than it shines when you break dawn. You're the one who said eclipsed.
Yeah, that's true. You started this.
I wasn't going there.
Well, it went there.
Well, we now have an episode title.
Oh, well.
After Dark, the Twilight Saga.
The temperature is now 91 degrees, and my shirt's off.
I've held steady. You know, we started out, and it was 84 degrees. That was the lowest I saw it. It was 87 by the time we started recording, and now we're up to 91.
At this rate, we're going to be on fire by the end of this afternoon.
Absolutely.
It was over 100 degrees in here this afternoon. I couldn't take it. I had to get the hell out of here. Martin, how did Kevin's wedding compare to Bella Swan's wedding?
Oh, I'm really glad you asked, because... Bella Swan's wedding, in my mind's eye, is pretty beautiful. There's a lot of glitter. Kevin, you didn't have enough glitter in your wedding. That's going to be my final take on it.
No, yeah, we should have put glitter on our faces so that when the sunlight hit our faces, we would have sparkled.
Twilight themed wedding, yeah.
You know what? Sitting in that church, no one farted, and that pissed me off because when I'm in a church, usually somebody lets one go on the pew.
We have a lot of experience with that.
Oh, yeah.
During our old days.
Oh, yeah. That's old news.
Listen.
All right, just to be clear about that, we're not responsible for that.
No, absolutely not.
We're not responsible for that. We were witness to a lot of things.
Where did you go? Like,
we were witness to some horrendous acts that took place.
This is our
checkered
past.
Sanctity of the church.
Oh, yeah, God himself. He saw. Now, that's a little hint into Kevin and ours checkered past.
Listen,
perhaps someday we'll get into that. Which, by the way, Kevin, Martin, before you...
No. I need to say that I had nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Well, neither did we, but those are stories that we can tell a later day. We were witness to many, many horrendous events.
What does it have to do with farting in a pew?
Yeah,
it's included.
That's part of it. By the way, speaking of our dark checkered past, Kevin, the other night I told my girlfriend about the three separate incidences from our school days where someone used poo-poo against the manufacturer's recommended instructions. They broke all the rules in our high school.
Absolutely.
I told her about these three incidences, and she was aghast. Perhaps on this very podcast, we make a winner. Do you remember what I'm talking about? I hope you do.
My freshman year of high school, somebody drew pictures with their doo-doo. Like, in the bathroom, they drew pictures and then wrote big messages. And they wrote, "The mad shitter strikes again."
Suffer!
I was gonna say that! Suffer!
What could that possibly mean?
Suffer! Getting back on track, after the ceremony was over, we hightailed it to the reception.
Hey,
went to the beach first.
Oh, yeah, right, we went to the beach.
Hey, what was your reason for having the reception at the Jersey Shore?
Because Kevin's a big Snooki fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Were you hoping to see JWoww?
Yeah, if that was the case, we would have done it a couple hours south.
That's a hour south. Not even.
Depends on how you go.
All right, we're not
you go straight down.
Nobody cares about
you
that.
You go straight down.
Wait, no, we're not 30. Taking 35. We're not taking 35.
Go straight 35.
We're not taking 35.
That could take you 4 hours.
It could take you more than four
Stop.
Hours.
Stop. Stop.
As a man who travels 35 all
about
the time.
Your hyper local road instructions. Shut up. That's what that bell's for.
What if they took 9?
No, I'm not taking 9 either. You take, there's only one way south. That's the parkway.
Anyway, yeah, so we went to the beach. We took some snapshots at the beach.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
You guys looked beautiful.
Yeah.
It was a little difficult because there was some wind coming off the sea that day, yeah, which was wreaking some havoc on the lady's hair.
Dude, the sea was an angry mistress. Oh, speaking of wreaking havoc on the lady's hair, there's this wonderful picture of me standing next to the maid of honor. Mm-hmm. I look like I stepped off of GQ. Like, I look sharp, crisp, clean. I look like one of life's winners.
Uh-huh.
You actually look to the left, and the maid of honor looked like a disheveled bum, I thought. Her hair was all in her face. She had this look like, ugh! I love that picture. I love that picture.
Joel, well, they had their hair all like styled and everything. When the wind got a hold of it, it went crazy.
Haywire.
Yeah.
My hair was super short, so.
Yeah, none of the guys had any issues that day.
Listen, that doesn't matter though, because Joel's suit, it wasn't too perfect, so I knew he didn't spend hours preparing it in that photo. It looked like he just naturally looked good in it.
Yeah, I rolled out of bed in that suit.
By the way, we all wore tuxes that day.
Looking sharp.
No regular suits here. We were 007 it.
I had a regular suit on, but I wasn't part of the bridal party. Mm.
But yeah, you were 10 years ahead of us though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
That's the tuxedo of the future. In the future, bums wear tuxedos.
Oh, man. Super burn. So we went to a nautical-themed reception restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, it's basically a seafood restaurant on the shore.
It was a sea shanty.
We were at the Crab Shack, right?
Yeah, it was a shack. A shack slash shanty.
We went to Mud City. Chesapeake Bay bluefin crabs. Couldn't get enough.
Yeah, we all... The tablecloth was paper. We all had mallets. And we had crushing crabs at the
restaurant. I had a giant novelty cartoon lobster bib on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it was great, though. That was a really
Were
really
you
nice
happy with the reception?
I was thrilled.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, we had it at a restaurant, so that we knew it would be really good food, and it was a perfect size for how many people we had. So, literally, that whole day couldn't have gone any better for me.
Okay, look, for somebody who was just a regular Joe, regular guest at the wedding, great restaurant, awesome view of the bay and ocean.
Mm-hmm.
The food was good.
Food was awesome. The actual area where the reception was, the bar, lounge area, and the actual reception hall had full frontal
nudity
glass to show boats going up and down the bay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I saw a fish jump out of the water in the bay.
Did it wink
and
at
I said,
you? Did it wink at you?
This is a successful wedding reception.
Wow.
My girlfriend at the time claimed that that was not better than her friend's reception. What a joke.
Did you go to that other one?
Yeah, I did. Kevin's was a million times better. A million. I'm not even joking.
You're too kind, sir. You're too kind.
Plus, there's some pretty hot ladies there.
Oh, yeah?
My eyes wandered a tad.
Quite a bit.
My eyes were looking at boobies all night.
Well, the wedding reception was going great. I gave a speech that roused a nation.
It turned everyone on in America?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It roused a nation?
Yeah.
Some people applauded. Some people cried.
Yeah. I was lauded and applauded. I had like a laurel wreath on. Someone put it on.
You did. You were wearing a toga and you had a laurel wreath on your head.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
were just pontificating. Yeah.
Once it was over, everyone rushed Joel. They picked him up. They carried him off.
Joel!
Off
Joel,
the dance floor.
Joel! Yo,
an
yeah.
old feeble man was reduced to tears. You went over there and kissed his forehead, mm-hmm. and his life was completed at that moment. And he then passed on a happy man.
he was waiting for that to die.
Yeah, so I gave a speech, which I've since forgotten. I don't remember what I said.
It was really good.
It was a good speech.
Thanks.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Listen.
Podcasting experience helped on that one, I think.
Maid of honor. She must have felt like crap following that up.
Well, this is a...
She knew she was boned. She was like, oh, I'm so boned. She just gave up.
But this is not an unheard of phenomenon. Kevin, you have experienced yourself. Wait, Kevin was once the best man, and he had a similar experience with the maid of honor. Yeah. Let's do a quick recap of that. Several years prior to your own wedding, mm-hmm. we went to the first guy in our group at his wedding, and you were the best man.
I was.
You gave a speech, which is quite good.
Thank you.
I know, because I watched the tapes.
You studied the game film.
I did. I knew I had to be on par or better than Kevin's performance, so I watched the old footage to mm-hmm. see what was what. Let's just say that the maid of honor left a lot to be desired.
A lot, yeah.
Is that typical?
I think so, and I think the reason is, look, there's a few ground rules that you learn when you start looking into this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You keep the inside jokes out. Yep. Don't do it.
Yep.
If two people in the room are going to get it, then you're going to have 99% of the people in the room staring at you having no idea what you're talking about. And then also, unless you are a paid comedian, don't try to make jokes because you're probably not funny. Maybe throw one or two like very lighthearted jabs in that people will laugh at. But other than that, keep the funny business out.
Listen, yeah. Joel had some pretty good zingers in there, but he also laid the personal experiences about your life. Oh, a tear came to my eye. I'm going to be honest.
My speech had a little funny business and a little monkey business.
Whoa.
My speech.
Yeah, you're right.
That was a recipe for success. But this girl, all those years back, it was terrible. She was like crying.
All inside stuff.
Inside jokes. Not a single person understood what she was saying.
Oh, yeah, that was rough.
And it went on for 3 hours.
Four and a half, I think.
It was a nightmare.
Was she on some type of narcotic?
She was on laudanum like the whole time.
Yeah.
People tried to go up and take the mic. She's like, no.
She was having a liquid opium-induced insanity.
Yeah.
She's like a raving lunatic.
Yeah, it was terrible. And by the way,
did she start her speech like, don't judge me harshly, though I'm now a slave to opium?
If any of you guys out there that are listening to this, are we going to be best men in the future? If you want to laugh, go to YouTube and look up best man speeches. It's amazing what you'll find. Amazing. You'll watch 10 videos and they'll all have the same jokes in them. Mm. It's shocking. Shocking. People just steal. It's like somebody came up with these same corny jokes 50 years ago and they just recycle them everywhere and everywhere and everywhere.
Listen, a best man speech though, it's cookie cutter, but everybody wants it over and over and over again. I don't care how many times I hear the best man speech, it has to be the same.
Or else
I'm upset. I feel like I got cheated.
Yeah, you start throwing things at at the groom.
Booing, yeah. Heckling.
I mean, I personally do.
Yeah, but there you go. After that, things got a little bit livelier. You know, we started moving. We were grooving.
I was moving and grooving the whole night.
Yeah, you were sweating like a pig.
I never stopped. Yeah, I was. You could like see through my shirt.
Yeah, never gonna stop. Never gonna quit. So you told me.
Yeah.
I got the salmon, Kevin. I doubted you. I shouldn't have.
It was good, right?
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
My chicken sucked balls, though. I didn't like it.
What?
I didn't like the chicken I had.
For real?
Now that we're here, in the light of day, after dark, I can tell you, I didn't like the chicken.
Oh, I love the chicken.
I saw you looking at my salmon with hungry eyes and hungry heart.
Yeah. I was like, man, I regret my choice. I said that. I said, I regret this. It was bad. But that salad?
Great, right?
It was crazy.
That might have been the best salad I've ever had.
It wasn't your ordinary salad. It was like on a normal plate, but it was a bunch of the leafy greens mm-hmm. were contained within a strip of like a cucumber that was folded in upon itself.
Yeah. Into a ring.
Yeah, like a ring that held all the salad in. That was awesome. That was great.
It's great, right?
Yep.
When we went to the tasting...
It looked like Mondrian constructed that salad.
When we went to the tasting, it was just a regular salad. And the chef came out and he was new. He had just started at the restaurant not that long ago. And he said, look, this is what we've been doing. I'm trying out some new stuff. Do you want to see what this salad looked like with what I want to do with it? And we're like, sure, bring it out. And we saw it and we're like, that's the one.
So he was a young gun with everything to prove.
Exactly.
Listen, you didn't disappoint, I'll tell
you.
He's
a young
much.
Maverick.
Top Gun chef.
You know it.
Well, at this point, everything is flowing smoothly at the wedding.
Yeah.
But little did we know that things were about to get rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Fast.
Dark clouds were on the horizon.
Yeah. We were after dark at the wedding.
Yeah, so...
Which, by the way, the whole time at the wedding, it was just me and Martin. Martin, we're sitting next to each other. Mm-hmm. Great job on that seating arrangement. Kevin sat me next to Martin. So we were just like...
Wait, I didn't sit you next. I sat you at the same table.
No, we were literally next to each other.
You were free to sit wherever you wanted. The seats weren't assigned.
That's not how I saw it.
Yeah, I thought that I was assigned next to Joel. That's what
you had a little sand dollar with one number on it, and that was your table number.
Yeah, but on the back, it said next to Joel.
When I got to the... When I got to the table, there was only one open seat, and it was next to him. And all we did was BS the entire time, right? an impromptu After Dark without the mics. So we were free to be ourselves.
We went through the standard wedding reception fair. The DJ, you know what he was doing.
He's a professional. My wife is not a fan of the Black Eyed Peas, but when it came down to it, when we were picking like entrance music and everything, I was like, look, there's one song that gets people going, and that's the Black Eyed Peas. I mean, it gets people on the dance floor. It gets people moving and grooving for sure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she fought a little bit.
She wanted to ban all Black Eyed Peas songs, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But the DJ, his exact quote was, "Are you insane?" That's what he said, right? Like, are you crazy? You can't do that.
More or less, yes. I had convinced her prior to this conversation, but yeah, I mean, we had to talk her into it, but it worked, right?
It did.
Little Black Eyed Peas, it gets people going.
Listen, it blessed the dance floor because what happened to the wedding, and I'm going to say that this happened to the wedding, right? Right? Is that a fair assessment?
That's fair. This
impacted the bridesmaids and the groomsmen.
Mm-hmm. It ruined my life. Forever.
So I don't understand what the origin of this ceremony is. I guess it's supposed to be like just good luck, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the history of the garter belt. I don't know what.
Yeah, I'm sure it's rich in history.
Isn't it supposed to be like the woman who catches the bouquet?
She's next.
She's next to get married, and the guy who gets the garter belt, he's next to get married for the guys, right?
I guess so. Are they supposed to marry each other?
I don't think it's all fun and games, right?
It's just a game, right? It's just a tradition.
Yeah.
I mean, like nobody
betrothed over this. We can agree on that.
I'm sure it's happened somewhere on Earth, but yeah, probably not. But for once in my life, and I've been to a lot of weddings, I come from a very, very large Irish family. I've never caught a garter belt.
Oh, you've never tasted victory on the dance floor.
I've never tasted victory. That is a very Spartan moment. When you catch that garter belt,
yeah,
you feel like you've achieved your crowning glory of manhood. I wasn't a man until I caught that garter belt.
I could sense you were itching for that garter belt, so I hung back.
I was craving.
I didn't even move. When Kevin tossed it in the air, I stood still.
You can see in the pictures.
Amazing picture.
There's a group that want this thing, and there's a group that have no interest in this thing.
Yep.
They're clearly separated.
Yeah.
Listen,
and the guys on the dance floor that want this, they got their game faces on, right?
Mm-hmm. Listen, it's just same thing in the wild. You got your alpha males, you got your pack leaders.
Woo! Who's calling you a beta?
And then you got your betas. All right? I don't know which survival technique works better, but I know I'm not a beta.
The picture is amazing of this because Kevin threw the garter and there's a picture of Martin diving like it's the Super Bowl. And in the background, it's just me with like my arms crossed and a smile on my face. Like, no, I'm not going anywhere. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's really good. So yeah, Martin, you did it.
You honestly became a man.
Mazel tov.
That was one of the happiest moments of my life. I felt like an African Plains warrior who killed the lion for the first time after he speared it and became a man.
Little did you know.
Immediately, I knew that I had made a mistake. I grabbed it, and the second I grabbed it, a jolt of electricity went through my body, and I felt a burning, harsh, angry stare at me from across the room. It was a glare. I'd say it was a leer.
I felt a gust of wind as if something rapidly had flown past me, but I couldn't see the blur. What had happened, Martin? What was that?
At the time, my girlfriend at the time was not too keen on me catching this garter belt. I had nothing but the purest of intentions.
Mm-hmm.
No, like in all honesty, I really just wanted to catch the garter belt because it was a contest to catch the garter belt.
Yeah.
It was like literally a contest to catch it, and I wanted to be in the contest and win that garter belt. I wasn't even thinking about putting it on some complete stranger's leg that I've never met before and will never in my life probably ever see again.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't care.
Yep.
I just wanted to catch that thing.
Yeah, so when Martin caught the garter belt, his girlfriend flew out of there in like a huff. She was so pissed off. Kevin, you were none the wiser, right?
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know either because I was up there on the dance floor in the thick of it, so I didn't notice.
I was just smiling and posing for the pictures.
Yeah, but when I got back to the table, whoo, there was a storm of brew in there. They were going nuts. They were like, Joe, what happened? What's going on? I got assaulted by 10 people.
Well, this is kind of late in the evening, so most people have had a few.
Look, I was sober as a judge.
Tourist judge.
I was just sober as a tourist judge. I was just sober as Judge Dredd. And I couldn't even understand what the hell was going on. But you know what? I was a man, put the garter belt on. Granted, I really didn't go above the knee because I didn't even know this person. I've never met them before. I'm not going to put a piece of elastic band on some woman's thigh.
Oh, I thought you were going to go head first. You were going to dive in.
Oh, you thought I was going to...
Straight under the dress.
She was wearing a mini skirt.
She was.
Yeah.
She had a kid, though. She had a kid.
I choose my words very carefully.
I'm not...
You dove in. So, Martin, did you crack the code? The Da Vinci code here? The mystery? What the hell is going on there with your girlfriend?
Listen,
by the way, when I came back to the table and everybody was laughing it up, eventually you and your girlfriend came back and we were walking on eggshells. Like a time bomb was going to go off at any second.
Man, I'm so...
The tension was palpable.
I'm so upset that I wasn't part of this.
Listen, I could not believe how she was behaving because it literally was a quote-unquote silly game.
It's as if she got upset if you won pin the tail on the donkey or something.
She should have been excited for you. You proved yourself as a man.
I know. Look.
You were the alpha male that day.
She said, I cannot believe you just did that. My response was, did what?
You said, huh?
I said, he, huh? I was like, are you upset that I caught the garter belt? She's like, what? It's not obvious. At that point, she continued on to argue with me over stuff that I don't even remember because, quite frankly, it doesn't matter.
Kevin, this is shocking stuff, isn't it, to get the other side?
It sure is.
And she said something to the effect where she had been drinking. I had not been. She said that she wanted her car keys for me, that she was going to drive home and leave me there. I handed her the car keys, at which point she said, I've had a few drinks and you would let me drive? So no matter what I said,
you fell for the trap.
Yeah, no matter what.
Play mind games.
Checkmate.
Yeah.
Yo-ho, yeah. She gotcha.
I'll tell you this. If she had drove...
She's snickered, gotcha.
Yeah. Sucker.
I'll tell you this. If she had driven away with me that night, their relationship would have ended that night. I would have had her stuff out on the lawn. I mean, it doesn't matter anyway because we broke up, but...
You caused a lot of brouhaha because when I was going home, the people that I was with, that was the key topic of debate the whole time. They're like, Joel, what happened? Blah, 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 blah.
Listen, I wish I went to that wedding flying solo.
Ooh. Ouch.
Because there was a pretty cute girl there.
Mm.
And lo and behold, I find out she might have felt the same way.
Man, you never know what could have happened. You can't have a beefcake like Martin at your wedding and not have the ladies looking at him.
Yeah.
I got a feeling, though, that if my girlfriend wasn't there, they wouldn't have looked.
That's potentially true. Girls always want what they can't have.
Oh, man.
As soon as they can have it, they don't want it no more.
I almost feel like hiring a girl to be my fake girlfriend.
That's called having a prostitute.
No.
Escorts. Escorts.
No, escort. Excuse me. Escort? No, I would hire her just to pretend to be my girlfriend. We wouldn't actually do anything.
Sounds like a Saved by the Bell plot.
But it would get all the other girls to want what they can't have. But then, here's where the trick comes in. They can have it. And then they do have it. Boom shakalaka. That's right.
That was it, right? That's
pretty much it. From then on in, it was just
a night to remember.
Some dancing, and then we all went home on our separate ways.
Chancing, yeah, romancing.
Yeah.
You went to Hawaii, didn't you?
And the next morning, bright and early, I hit the airport, and I was off to Hawaii for 12 days. 12 best days of my life.
Perhaps we'll discuss that on a later podcast, because, oh, look at the time.
Oh, crap, the sun's setting.
Thank you for listening to this latest installment of Yes, That Bad After Dark. The After Dark Saga. After Dark 1. Thank you for buying this podcast from Bandcamp. Stay tuned for later updates, we hope.
Yeah.
YesThatBad.bandcamp.com. Keep an eye out on YesThatBad.com for any new releases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll keep you informed on the main podcast. Tell us what you thought. Do you like this? Do you like this format, what we're doing here? Let us know.
Yeah, definitely let us know what's going on. This is for you guys.
Yeah, this is all new territory here. So, YesThatBad@gmail.com. Send us an email. Let us know what you think. We don't want to blunder like Martin did with that garter, you know?
Not only that, but your input actually does have a very big effect on how we shape these podcasts.
And my life.
And everything Joel does.
And what I wear and what I eat.
How he sleeps. He can't breathe and can't sleep without it.
Yeah.
And I hope he can't breathe and can't breathe without it.
Yeah.
Wait, it was you.
Okay, so that's it. See you next time.
Thank you.
If I were you, I'd absolutely steal this podcast. But I don't condone stealing this podcast.
You're taking money out of my pocket. You're taking the food out of my mouth. Instead of you drinking my milkshake with your straw, you're sticking a straw in my mouth and sucking the hot dog matter out of my mouth before I swallow it.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, what just happened
here? That sounds
picture
disgusting.
That.
I want you to picture that.
No one is going to want to suck chewed hot dog out of your mouth with a straw.
It's like a weird reverse baby bird scenario.
That is disgusting. That is so gross.
You repulse me.
If that was the reverse, wouldn't the baby vomit into the
baby would vomit projectile into the mother bird's mouth.